Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I am your host, Edemiah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, indeed very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, indeed, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you. Here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing and the reconciliation of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has given me a message and told me, tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has a plan that men must, I said must, my brothers and sisters, exceed all the variant forms of flattery and confusion wrought of leaders. They call themselves leaders. Question should be asked, where do they lead the people to? Who are far more concerned with personal pulpits and thrones than the real regathering and reconciliation, repentance unto reconciliation of a people made one and agreed in the holiness of the One Most High. The day must come, my brothers and sisters, that we must ask the question. I said the day must come. Question. How is it that so many for so long have somehow believed that heaven could be a place? I said that so many have believed that somehow heaven could be a place for folk who never in their entire lives ever agreed. Okay, I got a message about a sound check. Hopefully I am being heard. Another one of those hear me now moments. If somebody can let me know whether we are being heard clearly, I'd appreciate it. So I know perhaps what I might need to do in order to get through. Okay, I understand now we are being heard. Hallelujah.
Thank the Most High for that.
As I was saying, my brothers and sisters, as I was saying, and I'm reiterating here a passage of scripture. It is in the book of Hosea, particularly around Hosea 11:4. We can read on to 11:12. The verses there, my brothers and sisters, say that for our people, some will not return unto Egypt, but the Assyrian will still yet be their king because they refused to return unto him. Need to talk about what that means. The scripture says, my people are inclined to backslide from me. My people are inclined to backslide from me because they take counsel together themselves, and none are at all will exalt him. What this means, my brothers and sisters, is though men may collaborate together to manifest systems, ideals, governments even, my brothers and sisters, denominations, churches, whatever they call them, but they, if you really know the definition of a church, we'd understand that they're not. Men may organize and collaborate together at their level of conscience. But my brothers and sisters, men collaborating and flattering one another in a fallen state of conscience, far from what the Most High intends, have not yet genuinely given due honor and praise to the Most High as he is. So the verses say, my people are inclined to backslide from me. I agree. The verses say that my people are inclined to backslide from me. And though they take counsel together amongst themselves, none at all will exalt him. So the scriptures actually, if we understood the meaning of that Hebrew word spelled C-H-U-W-L or C-H-L, we'd understand, our brothers and sisters, the scripture says, therefore, the sword shall whirl like a whirlwind, repeatedly striking against their habitations, their cities. I see well, my brothers and sisters. Did you hear me? I see well, my brothers and sisters, that this is exactly what is occurring. Even now. I said even now. As we speak. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand. In the media, all week, we have seen here in Houston, Texas, continual praise amidst of a mutual catastrophe, calamity they call it, have worked together, people of all different ideologies, nationalities, if you want to call it that, have come together in this city to help one another, to rescue one another, and seek to rebuild some semblance, they say, of the life that before this recent storm Harvey came, some semblance of what was before. Well, my brothers and sisters, I do delight in seeing cooperation amongst the people. But there's something that I must say, that we're going to have to learn how to love one another, enough finally to learn how not to lie to one another. Were this city rebuilt unto all that it was before, The storm came. The question has to be asked. Would or discern truthfully the will of the One Most High enough to know how not to lie to one another. I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters, and I've said it before. There's no question about it that where those in places of power, places of affluence, influence, are more concerned with personal pulpits and thrones than they are with the reconciliation and healing of people, we have a problem. Where men are more concerned with the authority they have of personal pulpits and thrones, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein, we have a problem. Where there are men that are trusted by the masses, that are more concerned with how they divide the people for the sake of preserving control over personal pulpits and thrones, then they are concerned for the promise of the Most High unto peace, even a people reconciled unto the will of the One Most High. Many of my brothers and sisters trust them that are enemies against the salvation of man. We have a case, my brothers and sisters, where men are more concerned with flattering a fallen conscience than there being a legitimate offering of a people made holy, true, steadfast, having a faith, faithful unto one. More concerned, my brothers and sisters, with keeping the people divided unto themselves and unified as true to the coming of the promise of him anointed and promised according to scripture called Shiloh. Your brothers and sisters, in Genesis 49, 1 through 8 to 12, the scripture that speaks of what must occur in the latter days for the tribes of Israel. And one out of the tribe of Judah must always be expected, surely one day to come, that all the people shall gather unto him. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, that same one is mentioned at Isaiah 40 through the 41st, 42nd, 43rd. Really tell you the truth about it, my brothers and sisters, from there throughout the rest of the book of Isaiah, from the 40th to the 66th chapter. The focal human, if you will, a chosen one mentioned, and every case is the same. Few seem today to understand this. There's a scripture there, my brothers and sisters, speaking of one who heralds the appearance of this Prince of Peace. Isaiah 41st chapter calls him the righteous one likened to the rising sun. Revelation 16:12, where they translated right, calls him the King of the East. And Yeshua says in his appearing, "Behold, I come." For indeed, my brothers and sisters, they are one and the same. Scripture speaks there about the drying up in Isaiah. Well, how about Isaiah 44? Isaiah 44 compared directly to Isaiah 11, compared also to Revelation 16:12-21. Talks about the drying up of the rivers, that men might prepare for the coming of the one called the King of the East, even Yeshua himself, and the overthrow of all the misrepresentations of Babylon. What it means, my brothers and sisters, that is that there must come an end to the prison house barriers that men have created in establishing territories for themselves, not true to the real, the actual rule of the One Most High, but my brothers and sisters, establishing partial and perverse misrepresentations that can never be fully in agreement, and never, therefore, my brothers and sisters, could be the true gospel of the One Most High. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we indeed come to understand this. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me directly that no man has a right to rule to him who is the Maker. But we live in a world today that despite the fact This world is divided by some, what, now 47,000 denominations across 280-plus nations. Men have somehow believed that heaven, or even the coming kingdom of Yah, is somehow a place for a mass of folk who, under false rulers teaching different ideologies, they have believed, my brothers and sisters, that kingdom of Yah, and some believe that some are already there in a kingdom that's yet to come. I want to think about that. They have believed somehow, my brothers and sisters, that the holy kingdom of Yah that is promised to come upon this earth is a place for folks who throughout the entirety of their lives never in all things agreed. And it is evident that such a people, my brothers and sisters, have not, I repeat, and that they have never agreed, have not known the Most High truthfully as he is. For since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, men have created institutions having disregarded, ignored, denied so much very precious truth that men have fallen away from. And men have created institutions, my brothers and sisters, whose express purpose was to flatter the people, to capture the minds of the people. That they exalt and trust and even give their allegiance and love to institutions that had never had any intent to ever set men free to see the greater truth, my brothers and sisters, that would be their genuine converted salvation unto the will of the One Most High. And the rulers have hidden much very precious, precious truth contained in the scriptures that men never considered, my brothers and sisters, that the truth they really need to serve the Most High, to please the Most High, is beyond what the men who have these so-called doctorate of divinity degrees and licenses to stand before any congregation pretending to have a call from the Most High. Well, my brothers and sisters, so many have trusted men like this who only have a man-made piece of paper as the authority before which they stand before congregations that they can only preach to, cajole, and divide, and confuse. Because by and large, the people, too, have not known what it is or what it meant when the Messiah gave warning, saying, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. The people not understanding Messiah's warning. When he said, watch out for false prophets. For if we've truly understood why he said your righteousness must exceed that of the leaders, you understand that you must exceed all those who divide mankind against the perfect will of Yah. Psalms 19:7-14. Definitively elaborates that the word that converts the soul, my brothers and sisters, unto him who is perfect, is a perfect word. And we must seek the Most High for all that is his word. That's evil. How about wickedness? Sin. Deceivers have dominion over us. Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of false prophets, because a false prophet is not someone who speaks after the spirit that would bring remembrance to teach all things. Now, brothers and sisters, everything the Most High has said is interconnected, reinforced by everything else the Most High has said. And the Most High says nothing, my brothers and sisters, that would prevent men from comprehending the fullness of what he has said. Lest it be, my brothers and sisters, that so many, not realizing this fact, have fallen into error. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. And it is the duty of everyone who would make an oath unto the holy name to give honor unto the Most High. It is their duty to seek all that the Most High has declared, to see how all works together lest my brothers and sisters, men, incognizant, inconsiderate of what is a covenant agreement, lack agreement with Yah. The truth is simply what it is. And I've said before, my brothers and sisters, Most High has a plan to cause men, and let's say the wisest amongst us, to seek for answers, knowing that the Most High does nothing without a reason. My brothers and sisters, I can only say to you that if it were not for a multitude of bogus leaders flattering the people to become satisfied in the arrogance of self-righteous ignorance, if it were not for these leaders compelling the people to, after a false sense of comfort, a false sense of safety, offering them so many false security anchors, most not discerning the word false and fallen, flawed, foolish, fleshly. Hey, look at those words, my brothers and sisters, and the consonants in them. Are words directly related. My brothers and sisters, a false prophet is a false message, is a false messenger who will never tell you all that you need to know. That me and my brothers and sisters are oftentimes much more curious and concerned about what they wish and desire to know, never asking the Most High for a foundation, a strong and sturdy, steadfast foundation upon which they might genuinely grow to discern, in fact, my brothers and sisters, what is utmost important to know what the Most High knows. I said what the Most High knows. That men need most, that they might please him. I said that they might please him. But my brothers and sisters, few have discerned what indeed is the grace. And the word for grace is also a gift. I mean, you say grace, we look at the words, people say in French, they say merci for mercy, the mercy of the Most High. Grace, gracias, Spanish. People say gracias because they say thank you. It is in return for a gift, my brothers and sisters. The very word for grace and gift relates that when the scripture says by grace through faith are you saved, it is in the favor that one receives through belief in the truth the Most High gives as a gift. Yes. Awakening unto an exceeding exceeding conscience, that one become a partaker with divine nature according to the scriptures, is not of man's self. It is a gift, a thing given. It must be given from the Most High. No man can raise his own conscience to discern fully what pleases the Most High. But man, after a carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, so often is jaded to despise the fact that the salvation of a people requires, must love and know, obey the law of the Most High that brings order to a people. So when we read the scriptures that says, grow in the grace and the knowledge of Yah, we'll be far wiser than most have considered. To know, my brothers and sisters, that when scripture says grow in the grace, it really means grow in the grace or the gift the Most High gives, that raises the conscience of men, that we all might agree as one in all things, having nothing after which to contend, and that we all have knowledge and wisdom. We must grow. Certainly not, my brothers and sisters, digress, fall away, or degrade in our conscience unto something lesser. Well, the gift, the grace of the Most High, according to the book of Jacob, they call it James, says that every good and perfect gift is the kind of gift the Most High ultimately would give. Every good and perfect gift comes from above is invariant, unchanging. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says without a shadow of change. Meaning that what the Most High gives, my brothers and sisters, can only galvanize the minds as one And the more of us come to know the exceeding truths of the Most High, discerning therefore the foundation of truth that this world has sought to hide, the more of us, my brothers and sisters, can agree with the Most High. And the more of us, my brothers and sisters, can agree, they can agree as one, true to the name and honor unto which the Most High is due. Again, there's a reason why the scripture says, grow in the grace and the knowledge of Yah. For my brothers and sisters, the true knowledge, discerning Yah as he is, beyond all the misconceits of man, is indeed a gift from above. It is not of men. That's the reason why the scripture says, if we understood it rightly, it's salvation, deliverance from every deceitful, misrepresentative voice. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, being converted beyond all those who would divide the world after unrighteousness. His salvation is not possible with men or after many. Look at that word, men and many. It's not after the diverse ideas of men. But my brothers and sisters, yes, even this salvation, beyond all the covetousness and the false value systems that pervert the minds of men, yes, it is possible when one discerns, my brothers and sisters, what will be counted most precious before Yah. These things we must understand, my brothers and sisters. When the scripture says, by grace through faith are you saved, it's not of works, but it's the gift of Yah. What it means is that there's no salvation after the misconceits of man, by no means after the false spirit or the false doctrines or the false messages or the presumptuousness of a diversely undisciplined mass of peoples across the earth. By no means is there salvation beyond every fallen state of man after the multitude of diverse standards and ideals of men. This, my brothers and sisters, we must all come to comprehend, to discern it rightly. There's a reason why the scriptures therefore relate, if we understood it well in Ephesians 2nd, it relates that the grace and the gift of the Most High is the knowledge of what will make Israel again a true commonwealth, a true kingdom unto the honor of the Most High. And the scriptures even go as far as to say then that the grace or the gift of the Most High is the knowledge of his kingdom, without which, the scripture says, if a man is stranger, has not this knowledge. And in another place, my brothers and sisters, in Psalm 95 and in Hebrews 3, it says, a people that will not know his ways will not enter into his rest. The scriptures are saying, my brothers and sisters, that the grace of the Most High, the gift of the Most High, is the knowledge of what will make Israel again a true people unto the Most High as one. And the scripture says, if anyone is without this knowledge, he is without hope, without Yah, without, my brothers and sisters, the hope of the Messiah, the Kertee. I pray that some of you will examine my website, hiddengospel.com, articles like Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, and Mutual Expectation to understand that title. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, scripture says, whoever is without the knowledge, of what will make Israel again reconciled as a people in peace, even reconciling all nations again for those who believe and then believe beyond the diversities of this world, believe beyond all the divisive schemes of the rulers. So anyone who is without that knowledge, my brothers and sisters, without hope, without Yah, without the hope of the Savior, my brothers and sisters, and still yet quite worldly. You know, I've often heard men, and hey, think about it. From little children, many of us were taught to pray. Our Father, the Most High, Him who is in heaven, the Most High, hallowed, holy be thy name. That means, my brothers and sisters, all that would call upon his name must seek him unto the honor, faith, having faith, faithful unto one, true unto one, knowing that only purity and completion offers one choice. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I have to ask again a question, my brothers and sisters. How many have genuinely concerned themselves with asking the question to discern also its answer? Who is it that is truly in heaven? I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are those who lie to you so that they seem to have authority, claiming that the promised kingdom that men, faithful men, should inherit is a place in the sky. My brothers and sisters, the Most High never promised a habitation in the sky. What he promised them, my brothers and sisters, is the inheritance of the land. And the only way they can inherit it, my brothers and sisters, there must come a subduing of the rulers. Even a subduing of all the kings of this world that would not hearken to the standard of pure, perfect light and truth of the Messiah was set upon this earth as a standard. Please read for yourself. Beyond all the crooked ways of men, what the scriptures have to say at Isaiah 59, particularly 59:8 through 19 through 21 through 60 and 12, relating. A man has made for himself crooked paths that he has not known the way of peace. In other words, I want you to ask a question. In a convoluted world filled with convoluted kingdoms as such as they are today, if the Most High were to establish peace through any of them, would he have an offering? When nowhere on earth in any kingdom or in any so-called institution of worship, and none of them, my brothers and sisters, the people all truly collaborate, agreed in the pure, perfect truth of the Most High, that in all things they agree. So much truth of the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that your rulers have never taught. And the Most High told me, quite frankly, and that the Holy Spirit teaches all things to bring all things to remembrance, to rebuke all sin. How about every short-sighted standard after which men find reason to argue? He told me, my brothers and sisters, that a false prophet is one who will never tell the whole truth and always leave men subject to their presumptuousness. He told me that a true prophet, my brothers and sisters, is one who recognizes the obligation to serve the Most High, to seek the Most High, to learn of the Most High, and to reiterate the mind, heart, thoughts, and words of the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even the exceeding word of truth, to speak and declare, to comprehend, to be able to declare rightly the exceeding word of the Most High that others dare not, told me directly, my brothers and sisters, and it makes utmost sense. For if we were truly wise, we would understand that the scripture calls the beastly those who are not fully reasoned together as one according to the purpose of man. I've said this before. One of the most ancient words for man is not really just man, but manu. It relates people that are all supposed to be collectively of one mind, even the mind of the one Most High. Word manu meaning God mind, meaning a people, my brothers and sisters, imbued with the spirit, the neshama of the one Most High. The scripture says he breathed in the man the breath of life. It means a spirit without contradictions, my brothers and sisters. The man became a living being. But my brothers and sisters, there's also scripture that says that created to be godly of the Most High. But he said men have begun to die like ordinary men. Why? Because they turned away from the Most High. Understand, my brothers and sisters, men have been grossly tricked, very much so like the trick that has distorted the minds since man fell away from the Most High in the garden. Man was told by the devil that if he disobeyed the Most High, that he would be a king unto himself, inhabiting controlling, and even inheriting paradise after the rule of another, and all that was the result of man falling for this goading trick. Was simply that man got kicked out of paradise. I find it amazing that men, I believe, that doing all the things that got man kicked out of Eden, they got Israel kicked off the land. Man has done all these things and somehow dared to believe that in doing all these things that they could return to a promised land consecrated for people who in all things would be made holy, pure, perfectly agreed in the will of the One Most High. Again, I find it amazing that men have somehow believed that the kingdom of Yah, the Holy One of Israel, is a place for folks who under false rulers have never agreed and still believe, my brothers and sisters, somehow that they were saved. I can only tell you what the Most High has told me. He said to me directly in my ears, till in all things of him we are one, we are not saved. We need to ask the question then, what is it, my brothers and sisters, that has kept us from being one? It is the rulers who preserve a multitude of partial and perverse, corrupt standards, where men have trusted these men as authority after the authority of men. Remember, Scripture says salvation is not of men, but after the conceits of men. So much diversitude and contention. No peace is the result, my brothers and sisters, of men crying out peace, peace, when there is no sense of order. For men have rejected all manner of what is truthfully divine law. And the Most High told me the only law that is lawful, that can bring forth order, that can bring forth peace. All men agreed in all things, having nothing after which to contend, bringing forth indeed true wisdom before the Most High, the only law that is lawful unto order, peace, life. My brother says the only law that can do this is his. And the very fact that we have said, hallowed or holy be thy name, means, my brothers and sisters, that the law of respect and reverence for the Most High demands that we seek all and everything that is his will, that the integrity of the knowledge of his way be by all who call upon his name preserved. That's why Messiah said, if you love me, if your allegiance is unto me, if you're my friend and not my enemy, he said, you'll do everything or seek to do everything I command. He said, if you love me, you have a sense of integrity, my brothers and sisters, beyond human hypocrisies. And that you love him. That you seek him. That your allegiance is unto him as king beyond all the kings of this earth. He said you will seek to keep, guard, maintain, defend, preserve the integrity of his commandments, his way of life. That is the only way of life beyond all contradictions. Only path, my brothers and sisters, of perfect truth. The only path, my brothers and sisters, unto harmony with him who is life and peace forever. And he said, man had this honorable intent. Messiah said he would pray, petition, make a request of the Father. That you receive the spirit of truth. Again, a gift. Something that has to be given. Something that is given by favor. It did not say that it comes out of unbelief and disobedience. You say, if you love me, if your allegiance is unto me, desirous to maintain the integrity of the way that he brings beyond all who deceive. He said he would ask the Father for the spirit of truth, which the worldly will not receive, will not accept. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, the gift, the grace, the spirit of grace of the Most High would gather all who are true to it and led by that one spirit and that one pure, perfect, and consummate message. It guides me and my brothers and sisters that in all things they unto the Most High would be one. But we live in a society today, my brothers and sisters, that the more divided people become, the more tolerant of their compromise, hypocritical compromise against divine promise. The more indiscriminate they become, disrespectful of the consummate commands of the Most High, men have believed the more faithful unto the Most High they were, the more sophisticated, my brothers and sisters. If a man will not seek the perfect will of Yah to guard himself against the deceits of a devil, by a devil in every word that would divide mankind after pretentious self-righteousness and foolish ambition, will indeed that soul devour. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern the difference. Holy means pure, perfect, after the will of one. Made, my brothers and sisters, after the expression of what a thing was created unto the purpose of the Most High when it was new, before any corruption, before any perversion. But we live in a society today, my brothers and sisters, that men have dared to believe the more perverse men's conscience becomes, the more they disrespect the earth and disrespect one another, saying they do, while destroying one another, never defending the truth and never learning fully how not to lie. The scriptures call that, my brothers and sisters, an utmost travesty. But by no means, my brothers and sisters, is what men call agape, the love of the Most High, for agape can never love a divine absolute. Polytheist agape is seeking to preserve and exalt all the varying ideals of men. They say respecting one another. Oh, my brothers and sisters, men cannot respect one another if they don't respect what should be divine opportunity for everyone who will seek the Most High to discern what is the exceeding will of Yah, that an indiscriminate world. We must, my brothers and sisters, realize that being friends of Yah as his people, no man should seek to be justified in his ignorance, to exalt fallen standards, causing men to trust in what is not in agreement, and causing me and my brothers and sisters to become proud. Even my brothers and sisters so proud as to become abominable, unwilling to be formed and shapen by him, by the Most High. Oh, my brothers and sisters, what does he mean when the scriptures talk about it? It says, the time will come that men will say to the Most High that he is the potter and we are the clay. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who allow the Most High to shape them into something that he finds having worthy and true to his cause. We live in a world today, my brothers and sisters, that the more that men have loved the hearts of devils, the more men have loved deceit rather than perceiving what must in the Most High be received in the gift from him, the gift of knowledge from him, more than men have respected the knowledge of the truth. Men have called the indiscriminate soul, my brothers and sisters, the loving one. Tell you, my brothers and sisters, men loving every man of perversion have not learned to love Yah as he is. You know, I think about those scriptures in the book of Jacob. I got to look at the time. I have a lot to talk covering this in a short time. In the book of Jacob, they call James. They said, if we be a people scattered, and we certainly are, we be scattered among the nations. That means under a multitude of variant rulers who strive to preserve their variant territories against the supreme sovereignty of the Most High. We be scattered among the nations under other rulers. We must realize that in allegiance unto the Most High, we must realize The Most High still desires of men, despite the so-called sovereignty that men have declared. We must understand the Most High still desires of each and every one of us unto himself a perfectly complete and matured work. Think about it. If every immature, false, fallen, short manner of doctrine were viable before the Most High, and for the Most High could accept such an offering, it would be a sin against the honor of his own name. It would be like the Most High, my brothers and sisters, denying even the certainty of his own existence. For when he says he is Yah, he has said that he is life. He is saying that he is truth, constancy, beyond all contradictions. He is as he is, my brothers and sisters, not as men have imagined. And the scriptures tell us, realize the Most High desires a perfect work, complete in all things, pleasing unto him. People without spot or wrinkle, without blemish, true unto him in all things, pleasing him, as pleasing unto him according to his design from the beginning. So if we lack that wisdom, we must ask him. Again, the scripture is saying that this hope for salvation, deliverance from all who lie, is not after the diversitudes of men. It is not this salvation, this deliverance from the habitation of deceivers, the ideas of deceivers, is not of the diversitudes of men, but it is a gift, my brothers and sisters, that makes that purging of the human conscience, true to the Most High, possible. And it is, my brothers and sisters, it is possible. With Yah, recognizing that indeed there's one standard after which a world might be true unto its purpose. And my brothers and sisters, that means we must respect and revere the Most High above all else, knowing that he indeed is the one. His conscience alone is the only savior. For man was made, my brothers and sisters, in receiving the gift of the Spirit of the Most High to resonate ultimately only the thoughts of his maker. I've talked oftentimes in this show about the gift that they said breathing him the man, the spirit of life. The word for spirit, my brothers and sisters, is the word neshama. And I've talked oftentimes about the meaning of that word. And if we understood it well, we understand what we must become in order to be found worthy of survival. Most I did not make man to argue against himself and against the Most High. And the word neshama is the word nacham, and it means that man must seek beyond himself to please the Most High. Comfort to you, my people. It does not mean that men should seek amongst themselves, exalting the fallen state that they of conscience that they have collectively chose to agree in. A mass of fallen ideals, my brothers and sisters, make no one whole, especially in none of those pieces and parts. Is there the hint of what is missing? It says, comfort ye, O my people. And those words are reflected in the words of Yohanan when he said, repent, repent, repent ye and believe the gospel. It means that man must seek beyond himself for the will of him, my brothers and sisters, who comes to bring peace. So the word nacham means, and that word also, my brothers and sisters, the word shem means name. It means to give ultimately the honor unto the Most High that is due. The Shema, the command that we all must seek the Most High unto the perfecting of the knowledge of his will as a people, that we all must hear and discern that he is one and so must be his people. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a Hebrew word, Amma. It relates, my brothers and sisters, the concept of a people of Yah, that they must understand that whoever will be master must also first be servant. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, how to help guide one another to preserve the way of life and peace. We must learn, my brothers and sisters, all how not to lie. And I will say this again. If the institutions of man that currently exist throughout this world were, if they met with any destruction, if they were rebuilt as they presently are, forgetting, my brothers and sisters, the hope of restitution that the scriptures say, speak, that the scriptures speak of. The book of Acts, it says the Messiah comes for the restitution, the remembrance of all things. We talked about that word zakah. It means to remember, my brothers and sisters, to be reminded, to be considerate. If man, my brothers and sisters, were considerate of all the Most High has declared, would there be any arguments amongst us? No, my brothers and sisters. If we all revere the perfect truth, we would all be ashamed of falling short. But the scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes for the restoration, the remembrance of all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And whoever will not hearken to that consummate testimony by that prophet he sends to speak that word. If anyone, my brothers and sisters, will not hearken to reason, to believe, and the word for hear means also to hear the reason to obey that prophet. It really means, my brothers and sisters, that testimony that prophet brings from on high. If anyone will not hearken to him, it should be utterly cut off from among the people. What is heaven, my brothers and sisters? I've talked about that a little bit before. How is it that men have believed that the kingdom of the Most High will build upon this earth, or that the kingdom that is on high is anything else but, my brothers and sisters, a host of people, a host of angels, who after one spirit, my brothers and sisters, are in perfect agreement? How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed that heaven is hell and hell is heaven? My brothers and sisters, what did the Most High send Messiah also to speak? If a devil's kingdom be divided, how shall it stand? How shall it continue to exist? Again, my brothers and sisters, the conscience of life and peace is attaining to conscience, true to him who endures forever, but he will not preserve that which constantly unnerves him. It is attainment, my brothers and sisters, of a sense of conscience beyond all manner of worldly contradiction. And those who are covetous, self-righteous, desirous even, my brothers and sisters, to usurp the authority of the One Most High, failing to understand the sealing word of the covenant, you should not covet. My brothers and sisters, those that are worldly who want to compromise against the promise. There are certain truths of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that appeal, that are seeking to appeal to the carnality of men who despise the fact that the kingdom of heaven is only for those who subdue all the diverse ideas of the flesh that they might be becoming one of the Most High. Ah, my brothers and sisters, there are those who have no concern the concertedness of the coming kingdom of Yah according to the dispensation of the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. They therefore declare what they say we call the preservation of their diverse, departed, sinful, incognizant kingdoms against the promise of the Most High. And the scripture says that we lack the wisdom to discern beyond all the scattered, diverse, divided, contentious ideals of the nations. The Most High for wisdom. And that scripture says, grow in the grace and the knowledge of Yah. Ask for what? His gift. The grace and the favor, my brothers and sisters, that you might depart. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the misconceits and the unrighteousness of the rulers. That you might escape, my brothers and sisters, bondage, prison, being a prisoner. For those who hide the truth from you. Who caused you to follow after other gods? What's the first command? He is the Holy One who led you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other God. How about no other king? No other standard of rule but his. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, that will keep you in a prison house. Never preaching the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. Preaching always standards seemingly appeasing unto men, unto hypocrites, politicians who could never be holy men. Men are willing to sacrifice the perfect will of the Most High to attain affluence and power and control over masses of people who talk about majority rule against The fact the scriptures have already told us that few are they who attain conscience beyond the false prophets. Few are they, my brothers and sisters, who find the way of peace. And he said, watch out for false prophets. Meaning, when he said straight is the road that leads to eternal life. Straight and narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. The broad is the way into destruction. It means, my brothers and sisters, the path that men create are always laced with all manner of distractions and detours, that men miss what is harmony and the knowledge of the truth. For the most time, my brothers and sisters will guide men straight beyond every crooked path, that they indeed, my brothers and sisters, should discern the goal. I entitled this show tonight, A Voice Cries in the Wilderness, when men hear only themselves. Well, how many understand, my brothers and sisters, what Yohanan mean when he said, a voice crying in the wilderness? The voice that was mentioned in the prophets in Isaiah and Malachi. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, in Malachi, for instance, it says, he hates divorce. He hates that his children might be misguided after the diverse ideas of many, even believing somehow that a multitude of diversely evil ways are somehow good in the sight of the Most High. Left unprepared. He despises that his people are left unprepared for him who must come suddenly and unexpectedly to cast out those who flatter and lie after every man a false standard amidst that which people call his temples. He must be a swift witness with a fullness of a testimony that proves, my brothers and sisters, that those who turn you aside not to seek the fullness of the will of Yah have been robbers. And indeed, were it not for all the mass of bogus leaders, rulers, compelling men to become self-satisfied after fallen standards, many might there be who in their zeal might be compelled to find the greater truths, my brothers and sisters, that your rulers to preserve their false dominions have denied. In the book of Isaiah, one cries out like a voice in the wilderness. What does that mean? Comfort ye, O my people. Messiah comes saying, keep silence before me and listen to me, O you isles. Let my people renew their strength. Saying that from the body of my mother, they made mention of my name. All my brothers and sisters, in the book of Revelation, he has called the word of Yah. And he is called the word of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, because he is indeed, it has become, at that time when the scriptures speak of this, one who has matured, become indeed the word made flesh. The word of the Most High, the word that is from the beginning, the word of constancy and life from the beginning. And the scripture says he would come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. And the scriptures actually where it says made mention means he's brought remembrance. It brought remembrance. Even my brothers and sisters, we understood Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 5. And Isaiah 49, 1 through 11 even. In fact, the Most High will send one called by birth, by his name, even calling him the word of Yah. That this one born with that seal, that confirmation, my brothers and sisters, of steadfastness unto the Most High, born to receive the gift of heirship, the gift of righteousness, is an actual seal and confirmation, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High will perform indeed everything unto righteousness, even unto peace that he has spoken. He says, comfort ye, O my people, for the kingdom or the king, the prince of the Most High, the prince of peace, ultimately soon to appear. Well, I have that question, my brothers and sisters. Shall men find peace after every one of their independent, personal, callous, carnal, shallow-minded, hardly fully guided interpretations? Absolutely not. But how shall the Most High perform his plan if he were to oblige and maintain and agree with all the diverse opposing of views and ideals of men? The Most High himself has a plan we all must gravitate to and accept. The scriptures talk about how every eye shall one day see the Most High. My brothers and sisters shall see him and agree to see and seek him together. And why, my brothers and sisters, have men not yet done this? Is because they've called all manner of opposing views likened unto the one Most High. Please read Isaiah 40 and 41 closely. And that the Most High bring forth the justice even unto himself, according to the promise of reconciling a people as one. Scriptures in Isaiah 40:27-41:4. We realize the scripture says the Messiah the Most High must bring forth his chosen one, even one called righteous, likened to the sudden arising of the sun, to the cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose all those that hide the truth from you. It says that he, the Most High himself, will raise this one up. And scripture says the kings, how about all the false principles and false rules of this world, should be a dust before his sword and driven stubble to his bow by the accuracy of his message and the sovereignty of his word. The word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, is indeed like a sharp two-edged sword, able to discern indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is the thoughts and intents, what is the allegiance of every heart. And the scripture calls him the word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, the one who has become in the flesh the consummate word and message. And even the gospel, the physical embodiment of the gospel and the rule and the law, the kingdom of Yah. The scripture says out of his mouth he comes with that sharp two-edged sword to smite all the nations for righteousness' sake. How about for peace' sake? And my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who will be ready to see carved aside every obstacle that they might be a people lean, my brothers and sisters, true unto the one Most High. In peace, my brothers and sisters, in allegiance to him and him alone. So we should understand, my brothers and sisters, since the Most High calls beastly a people who will not reason together as one. What does the scripture say? Come, let us reason together. And though our sins, our allegiance, my brothers and sisters, have made us bloody, filled with warfare, forgiven. Allegiance is to all misconceits, my brothers and sisters, forgiven, that we might find atonement at one in the Most High. He said, if we reason together to seek the Most High fully as he is, it didn't mean just reason together amongst ourselves, but reason together with him. Then our sins, the most, because understand, a collaboration of sins is still sin. We reason together with him. We should inherit the good of the land, peace in the land, even the fullness of all the Most High created this world for. But if this we will not do, my brothers and sisters, if we rebel, we will be delivered to be cut off, only to be set to destruction. For the Most High will not allow to continue that which will contend against his promise of peace. See, whoever will rebel, my brothers and sisters, will be incensed against the message and the messenger. Shall be delivered to the sword that he is. The scriptures in Zechariah says, awake, O sword, against my shepherd and the man who is called my friend. And many of my brothers and sisters call themselves friends of the Most High, who argue against the fullness of the Most High declared. The Most High intends to refine a people that they may in all things be made true unto him. Most High will preserve, my brothers and sisters, only a people that will be true to him in all things. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, will not stabilize against himself. It's time we discern. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is the truth? Man has done much to destroy the world that is around him, disrespectful of the plan of the Most High and the purposes of all things the Most High has made. You know, I sit back and think about just maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago or so ago, I was at a place called Lake Houston. A storm, Harvey, that came through. The scripture says that there would be a whirlwind, even a sword, a destruction, a calamity, whirling over and over again against the city. Because the people took counsel together among themselves, none at all exalt him. And the Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters, to deliver them if they will only hear. But he cannot give them up as a gift to the Most High, but that they agree. Because he asked them, have to make that people, my brothers and sisters, that city like Sodom and Gomorrah, or will after they have been humbled, will he not, my brothers and sisters, offer them the hope of forgiveness? That they be gathered together, as the scripture says, his sons coming trembling from the west to be settled upon the appointed houses. Yes, even Jerusalem. My brother says, I'm just going to say this quickly. Looking at the time, it's almost up for the night show. But just a few weeks ago, I was at a gathering of supposedly variant Hebrews. Wow.
60 seconds.
At what was called Lake Houston. Beautiful place. But some of you may have heard about the refineries that exploded. And I find it a terrible thing that men have not understood that in creating so many toxins in the earth, and so many of the toxins, the poisons, the acid pits that flowed into what were once much more beautiful waters. Man, my brothers and sisters, reaps what he sows. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, will learn to preserve what the Most High intends, who will not lie to one another, and who will not put personal avarice ahead of or above the pursuit of a world renewed true to the Most High as he is. I have seen.
Seconds.
Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I have seen that restoration. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is Eddie Miaf, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, honor, and glory, and praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again. Yes, I do, for listening. Please, my brothers and sisters, check out those articles on my website that I oftentimes mention in the chat. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, HiddenGospel.com is where you might find them. Articles like Prophetic Proof, Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Diction, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, Discern How We Got to This Place, and discern how the Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters, for healing of a people, if only they would turn from their, turn toward him and away from their wicked ways. Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Enemy Out Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Check out those articles on that website. Now stay tuned to the blog talk shows that are broadcast here. My brothers and sisters, there's a lot more to say about all these things. Blessed are they who will understand. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, are they. And I pray the Most High grants you strength to walk in, my brothers and sisters, so much truth that you have not yet fully considered, but yet must come to understand. As the Most High told me, what is promised unto his blessing